This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan. Last year, for the first time, Americans surpassed the French as the number one consumers of wine in the world. Wine is certainly more accessible and cheaper than ever. And you can't talk about cheap wine without talking about Charles Shaw, famously known as Two Buck Chuck. Two Buck Chuck is now $2.49 Chuck here in the Bay Area, but it's still the standard bearer of cheap wine. In this story from our archives, RTM's Kuna Hoffs takes a look at how wine got so cheap.
It's Saturday evening, and I'm in one of the Trader Joe's stores in San Francisco. Right in the center of the wine section, there is Charles Shaw. It has the biggest space and the most prominent position. You can see Sauvignon Blanc, Merlot, Chardonnay, Pinot Grigio. Big sign above the bottles says Charles Shaw, still only $1.99 after all these years. Charles Shaw wines are made by the Bronco Wine Company based in Ceres, California, near Modesto. The brand was born just over a decade ago, when Bronco and other producers found themselves harvesting too many grapes. One of the company's founders, Fred Franzia, came up with the idea to undercut the competition. He'd make a $2 bottle, according to San Francisco Chronicle wine editor John Bonnet.
He was able to kind of go in, name his price, and come up with this ridiculously inexpensive wine. And then over time, he's had to figure out how to keep supplying it, not the least of which is, frankly, planting his own vineyards.
Now, Bronco owns a lot of land in California, more than 40,000 acres of vineyards, mostly in the San Joaquin Valley. And Charles Shaw wine is just one of more than 90 different Bronco brands, most of which sell for less than $10 a bottle. But economies have changed, and after 10 years and 600 million bottles, how is Two Buck Chuck still just $2? I went to Bronco's bottling facility to find out. Charles Shaw wine is produced here in Napa at an average speed of 245 bottles per minute. Fred Franzia's son, Joe, runs this recently built factory. He gave me a tour and says he's really proud of how it's changing the industry.
We're one of the first to pioneer a lightweight glass.
That's big. Here's why. A typical case of wine weighs about 36 pounds. A case of lightweight bottles weighs 30, which means Bronco can ship more at a time.
So basically one in every five trucks is paying for itself, reducing the carbon footprint.
Franzia says it's a win-win, good for the environment and for the profit margin.
That is really starting to become the standard of the industry because the freight, the fuel's going up. And when you're dealing with products, wine products under $10 a bottle, you're very sensitive to gas prices affecting your bottom line.
Another example is cork.
There's a lot of wineries that are cutting costs by just using a composite cork or a plastic cork.
Bronco prefers not to use plastic cork for any of its wines. Some have screw caps, known in the industry as Stelvin closures. But for Charles Shaw, Bronco uses one of the cheapest forms of natural cork. Franzia says it's a mold of small pieces with a real cork veneer at the bottom.
We believe cork to be the primary closure method for wine, so we want to maintain the high quality of the cork with a natural tip as a barrier between the composite and the wine itself.
The Chronicle's John Bonnet says such production details are important to understand, especially when it comes to cheap wine.
Quite honestly, the bigger part of the cost is glass, cork, and distribution. It's one of the reasons that anywhere outside California, Two Buck Chuck is actually $3.
Three Buck Chuck.
Simply the cost of shipping it anywhere out of state becomes high enough that you just can't support it. In terms of the actual wine, the wine is not terribly expensive. I would say it's probably maybe 30 or 40% of the cost, if that.
That means the actual wine inside a bottle of Charles Shaw has a retail value of about 75 cents.
The grapes are very cheap. They're almost entirely grown in the San Joaquin.
California's Central Valley, where land is cheaper than in Napa or Sonoma. And
Fred Franzia, who runs Bronco, is an absolute master of leveraging the bulk wine system to kind of pick up bulk wine where it's available.
Which means a bottle of Two Buck Chuck could come from almost anywhere.
this was sort of the genius of it, is they made it feel like it was a real bottle of wine. They made it look like it was a real bottle of wine. And what was in it was sort of incidental. And honestly, no one has much complained.
Joe Franzia says that's because it tastes good.
Yeah, you don't sell on average 5.5-6 million cases a year for 10 years if you're selling product that people didn't enjoy.
And then there is the labor itself.
In order to do farming for grapes that are that cheap, you need to find labor that's really as cheap as you can get.
Again, San Francisco Chronicle wine editor John Bonnet.
It's not a surprise that most vineyard work in California is done by migrant workers.
So, production, quality, land, labor. The other thing determining the cost of wine in California is prestige.
Thank you for calling San Francisco Wine Trading Company. How can I help you?
I joined wine consultant Fred Daniels in the aisles of the San Francisco Wine Trading Company. I asked him to explain the difference between two bottles of Pinot Noir. One $12, the other $46.
For something like Turfy, it could be a wine that is very well made, but it's made from Monterey County, so the vineyards don't have that prestige.
While the $46 bottle comes from the Russian River Valley.
The wines there typically run in this price range. If I go to Russian River and buy grapes from that area, the wines automatically would be priced in this price range.
None of that applies to brands like Charles Shaw. The label only says the wine comes from California. Which is one reason why critics like John Bonnet say that it almost doesn't make sense to discuss the quality of such lower shelf bottles that cost less than $15.
You know, probably a good chunk of what you're tasting in there could be grape concentrate, could be sugar, could be sort of residual flavor from oak products. Not barrels necessarily, but chips or sawdust or whatever that gives this kind of oak flavor. And so part of what you're doing when you're making wine at that level is simply to come up with something that tastes okay.
And for millions of wine drinkers, that's good enough. For Cross Currents, I'm Artem Skonohos.